So we're going to talk about changing the way we look at things. If you got your Bibles, jump over to Numbers this morning. Numbers 13:27 is where we're going to start. And I'm going to read this to you from the King James Version. Actually, the New King James, so it'll get rid of the these and the thous for you. Verse 27 says this, "And then they told him and said, 'We went to the land where you sent us, and it truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan.' Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it.'" Notice Caleb's response right there. Look at verse 31. But the men who had gone up with him said, "We're not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they gave the children of Israel, a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which you had gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature." Look at verse 33. "There we saw the giants. The descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers," notice this, "in our own sight, and so we are in their sight." So right here you find the story of the 10 spies of what they saw. You hear Caleb given the first part of this report, and notice what Caleb says. He says what? "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we're able to overcome it." Well, how many of you guys know Caleb believed they could go do it? But then what happened? The next group tells them, "Well, we can't do it because they're too big." But look at verse 33. I always like what verse 33 says. "We were like grasshoppers in whose sight first? In our sight." How they saw themselves determined how they think everybody else saw them. It didn't say that the people they were spying out, saw them as grasshoppers. It says, "We were like grasshoppers in our sight, so they think we are grasshoppers." Now, grasshoppers in, you know, martial arts movies is a good thing. Grasshoppers in the Bible meant you didn't have enough, amen? It means you were too small, you were too little, you could get overcome. So one of the secrets to being successful in life is to learn to have the right perspective of things. You know, someone said there's three kinds of people. There's those that look at the glass of water or the bottle of water half full. There's those that look at a bottle of water half empty, you know. And then there's those that look at the bottle of water and then ask me, "Where's the cheeseburger?" That's the kind of the people you get. So we're going to have to look at some things here if we're going to change our perspective. We need to look at things the way that God does. And if we could change our perspective, then what we can do is see things differently. Just like last week, we finished up the series, you know, creating the world we lived in. How many of you guys know when you start wanting to see things differently, you got to get into the Word. You got to see what God's Word says. You can create the world you want to live in. How many of you guys looked at your world this week and went, "There's some things that needed to change"? I mean, I had to do some evaluation, and I'm still doing it. And so, you know, we're going to have to change our perspective. So there's three things that we can do to help change our perspective. Number one, understand this. God has never seen an impossible situation, a hopeless circumstance, or an undefeatable foe. God has never seen an impossible situation, a hopeless circumstance, or an undefeatable foe. Mark 10:27 says this, "But Jesus looked at them and said, 'With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible.'" Now, I read that verse yesterday as I was going over my notes, and something I never realized was the importance of that one phrase right there, but not with God. You notice who you need to partner with? If you're partnered with God, then it's not impossible. If you're not partnered with God, it is impossible. So with God, it's possible, but not with God. If without Him, it's not possible. Amen? So God, He looks at things differently than we do. See, you have to have a different perspective of what is possible. You got to change your perspective. God sees things that we cannot see unless He shows them to you. God sees things differently. He sees the invisible. He sees the heart of a person. He sees what does not exist yet. God sees things totally different. And if you're going to get a hold of a different perspective, you have to learn this. You have to look at things like He does. You have to learn that you can walk in greater possibilities, and you have to maintain that overcoming attitude. You have to see things differently with God. You have to realize that with Him, it's not impossible. With Him, you can overcome. With Him, you could do it. He's never faced anything where He's been like, uh-oh, how do I handle this? That's not how God sees it. But we have to change our perspective. How many of you know that scripture right there said, with men, it's impossible, but with God... With God, what? All things are possible. Could you let that settle? Just like a good steak for a moment? My wife starts cooking steaks now. She's a half vegetarian, half not. She eats steak, she tries it, but she can't do it. So she eats chicken, she eats chicken and fish. But she started to learn how to cook steak for me because I like steak. And so she's learning. Glory to God. Prayers have been answered from above. Fasting and prayer. But she started learning, and so, man, she could cook a steak. But when she cooks it, when she throws it off the grill, she'll say what? She'll say, I'll go over there and I'll get ready to cut a bite off because I want to eat it. And she'll go, let it settle. I go, let it settle for what? She'll go, let it settle. Let the juice, let it settle. And I'm like, I don't want to let it settle. I want it to settle here. And she'll say, don't touch it. Let it settle. Well, sometimes you got to let the word settle for a moment. Just sit with you for a moment. But with God, with God, all things are all. Just let that sit for a moment. All things. See, right there, half of your pinball machine's just flipped on tilt. Your head just went, blah, blah, blah. You just went, what? All things. Yeah, that means all things. All things. That means all things. That means I could come up from where I'm at and get out? That means all things. You mean I could be blessed beyond what I think? That means all things. You mean I could be so healed that there's no remnants of sickness left in my body? That means all things. See, you got to change your perspective. You got to see it the way God does. So you got to let that sit for a moment. Because a lot of times when we read Scripture, we go like this. All things are possible with God. I know. Do you really? Because if you did, you would get so excited, I'd have to be like, could you simmer down so I can finish my message? So let it sit. Just think about that. Let that word resonate with you for a moment. So God has never seen an impossible situation, a hopeless circumstance, or an undefeatable foe. Number two, our perspective or what we see is determined, listen to this, by our point of view. It's determined by your point of view. Look over here at 1 Samuel 16. Are we doing good this morning? 1 Samuel 16 and verse 6 says this. So it was when they came that he looked at Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Samuel's perspective was looking at the outward appearance. Appearance, how many of you guys know appearance is important? Appearance is. But God's perspective is looking at the heart. The condition of your heart is actually more important. Let that sit again. The condition of your heart is actually more important. God looks at your heart. Samuel's perspective was what? Looking at the outside. God said, "What about David? Don't look at his outside. I look at his heart." See, there must have been a reason why God told Samuel that, because if he would have went naturally, he wouldn't have picked David. David was young. David, the Bible says, was too handsome. I mean, he didn't probably look like a king. He didn't look like it. Where was he at? Out in the field. But the whole time, God's getting him ready. And that's what's amazing. You know, God looks at things differently than how men do. Now, it's not that appearance, you know, sometimes you can take that verse and run to the ditch with it. Get off balance in it. It's not that appearance is not important. Amen? You know, when there's a heart change, there's usually an appearance change. Heart changes first. Amen? And that's why, you know, a lot of times you work with people, you help their heart change. You work on the inside. And what happens is when you work on the inside, then the outside starts to change. That's like you just want to do things differently. You just want to act differently. So, you know, yes, appearance needs to be, I mean, you got to have appearance. Appearance is important, you know. I mean, how many of you guys, I mean, I'll just be honest, there are a lot of pastors, I'm like, y'all need like wardrobe checks or something, you know. You want to be presentable. You want to be presentable as a person, amen. You don't want me, I mean, y'all, trust me, you don't want me coming up how I look when I get up. None of y'all see me. My little kid has. My wife has. I mean, could you imagine if my wife and I just rolled out of bed and strolled in here on a Sunday morning? Woo, Jesus. First off, my wife would probably smack me, you know, bringing her to church. I mean, seriously, you know. I mean, my wife, she has longer hair now, and her hair, when she gets up, I laugh. I'm always like, man, it's everywhere. It's like, it's everywhere but where it needs to be. My hair, I don't have as much. But when I wake up, if my beard gets out of control, Lord, this side of my beard looks like, it just looks, I don't know what happens to it. It's like I go in the bathroom, I'm like, how am I going to fix that before I get up and go to work? Like, I got to figure out how I'm going to melt this side of my face to get it to do, you know, but I got to fix some things. I got to get some things. I clean up, amen? And the reason I do it is I want to be presentable, you know? How many of you know, like, there was one time I was working at a job in Oklahoma, and I had a pair of jeans, and I was climbing, and I stepped up to do something, and I ripped the whole center part out of my jeans. Just started my job. Just started. I was like, glory to God, I just started working. And I just arrived at the job scene is what happened. And so I had to go get some duct tape. And so I'm out there at the job site, duct taping. And so, you know, but could you imagine if I mean, like, I'm walking around in Oklahoma. Then I wasn't a pastor. I didn't really care. Nobody really knew me. And I mean, I was walking in Walmart grabbing stuff. And I was duct taped up. I just fit right in with everybody. I was like, you know, my jeans looked all crazy. I had grease stains all over. I looked like I'd been under a car. I mean, I just was dirty. And, you know, what was interesting was I thought to myself, could you imagine if I just kind of showed up to church like that? People would be like, what happened to Pastor Matt? Like, is he okay? Is everything all right? So appearance is important, but more important is what God looks at, which is the heart. And that's what God looks at. And that's why heart change comes first, then the outward change. Heart change, then that outward change. But what he did here in this story was he had a different perspective. He was telling Samuel, don't just look outside. Even though men look outside, he said what? Look at his heart. I look at the heart. So our point of view is determined by a couple of different things. One is by our position. Number two is by your level of knowledge. And number three is by what you have experienced. Your position determines your point of view. You have to learn to look at things from a different position. You have to look at things of how, I like to think of it this way, of how you're seated. Amen? When you got born again, your position changed. You are no longer seated like you used to be. So you don't need to see yourself as just this human being on earth anymore. You need to see yourself seated with him in heavenly places. Seated at the right hand of God. You got to see that's your position right now. Amen? See yourself that way. Your level of knowledge. How many of you guys know knowledge sometimes determines how we see ourselves, the position we see ourselves in? our view of things, different levels of knowledge. There's a story that says one man was listening to some others talk about Mount St. Helens blew up, and finally he asked the others, did they ever catch the person who set that thing on fire? You know, set the thing off. Did they ever find the person that did it? Didn't know it was a volcano. So, you know, one of the things you got to do is your knowledge. How many of you know you got to sometimes just get more knowledge? And the more knowledge you have, that's why you spend time in the Word. That's why you develop that. You spend time in your Word. Change your position. Change the way you see yourself, where you're seated. Also, things you have experienced. Everybody has different experiences. And those experiences will a lot of times determine how we see things. They just do. You know, your environment does. You know, how you're raised. And here's something you have to do. Oh, you have to do this. This is just encouragement for you as your pastor. You have to, your environment can change something. It can change the way you see things. But you got to change that to line up with what God says about it. You got to get the Word's perspective on it. Family situations can be rough. Can we be honest for a moment? And those form things. Mom, dads make mistakes. People do things wrong. But you got to always go back to what the Word says. Got to get the Word on it. Because if you don't, that forms your view that, and I think of it this way, that's the lens you look through for the rest of your life. You'll read everything through that lens. You know, mama treated me bad, so I'm going to look at everything through everybody treats me bad. Well, no, not everybody's treating you bad. You think everybody is, but everybody's not. You know, well, I don't have good self-worth, so I don't see myself in a good light. So what do? You look at that lens, and you see yourself negative the whole time. You have to change your perspective on that. You have to. You've got to get the Word on it. It's like the biggest thing that you could get, the biggest revelation you get as a young Christian is let the Word form those beliefs about who you are. Let the Word. Don't let your past determine that anymore. Don't let that past tell you who you are. Don't let your past tell you that stuff. Just because, here we go, just because mama was a grump, doesn't mean you got to be a grump all the time. Just because grandma was a grump don't mean you got to be a grump. Just because grandma was mean don't mean you got to be mean. Just because daddy was mean don't mean you got to be mean. You know, just because my mom did things wrong don't mean I got to do things wrong. Here's something you can say. The buck stops with me. It stops with my family. It stops. My kid is not experiencing the things I went through, period. My children's children will not experience it. They will experience the goodness of God. Well, mom and dad struggled financially. I know they did, but that don't mean you got to. That means you can come up. That means you can learn from them. That means you can honor them, but you can also come up. My kids aren't going to experience that. You know, I'm determined. My wife and I mean, we're working on things. You know, nose to the grindstone, working on things. We're saying our kids not going to go through the same stuff we went through. Not happening. We're working hard on it. Why? Because my child is going to see the goodness of God. But too many times people's perspective is, well, it's going to be that way forever. No, it's not. Change your perspective of it. Amen? And find out what God says about it. Number three, you got to make sure you get the right perspective of your situation. Learn to look at things from God's perspective, like I just said. You're not going to get, if you do, here's what happens. You won't get as discouraged as much. You'll be stronger. You'll be able to do your job better. You'll be able to maintain, a more positive attitude. Better perspective. Look at the right perspective. Well, how can I change my perspective then? Three things. By reading the Word of God, by listening to the Holy Spirit, and by listening to this, by getting advice from godly, qualified, and experienced people. Read the Word of God. God will show you how He looks at things. Like I said, the Word will show you possibilities beyond what you can see with your natural eyes. See, that's what the Word does. When you read the Word, you start to, your perspective changes. You start to see it a little different. It encourages you. It lets you know, this is possible. I could come out of it. I could change some things here. We can look at things differently. It shows you the possibilities. When you listen to the Holy Spirit, here's what's awesome with the Holy Spirit. You ready? He knows things that you don't know. I love that about the Holy Spirit. He knows you don't know it all. I saved all you a big, just those of you that are not married, I'm going to tell you this. You don't know it all. I saved you like a 45-minute argument right there. Especially if you're a guy. We don't know it all, but the Holy Spirit does. As a result, he can see things that you're not aware of. You can follow his leading in looking at things the right way. So read the Word, listen to the Holy Spirit, get advice from godly, qualified, and experienced people. But listen to this. Psalms 1:1 tells us not to receive advice from ungodly people. Why? Because they have the wrong perspective of things. Sometimes you just got to watch who you get advice from. Can we be honest? I mean, can we, back in the day, like everybody thought Oprah was Jesus. And I was like, Oprah was good, but Oprah not Jesus. And she didn't know everything. I mean, she had a lot of money. She said a lot there, but I was like, everybody listen to what she says. You know, I was like, maybe don't listen to Oprah all the time. She don't know everything. But, you know, get advice from godly people. Seek out people that are wise. Seek out people that have experience. Seek out people that have been where you're going. Just, you know, talk to people. That's why I got Pastor Marvin in my life. Why do you think I have him around me? Because that guy's got some things. He's a man of God. He knows some things. And here's something else. You ready? When you talk to godly people, receive correction with gladness. So many times, can we be honest for a second? We candy coat things because we don't want people to get hurt, or we don't want people to get offended, or we don't want people. I get you gotta, like, you can't just come at people like full guns a-blazing. I get that. But sometimes you gotta be honest with people. You know, if you're going down something and doing something and it's going to lead you to a path of destruction, you got to be honest. You can't be like, well, you can just take your time and just get around. No, the road you're on is going to lead you to hell, and if you don't get your life turned around, things are going to get really bad. That's harsh. It's like, it may be harsh, but your life is more important than me catering to not, like, you know, making you upset right now. See, that's the thing, and that's the thing with advice. When you talk to godly people, sometimes they'll love on you and they'll correct you in a loving way. You just got to receive it. I'm going to tell you right now, I've had Pastor Marvin correct me, and I mean, I have no problem telling you, correct me. He told me, the other day we were talking, and he's working with me. And you know, he said, you know what he said to me? He said, can I just be honest with you some things? I said, well, sure. He said, it's going to be a little harsh. I said, you know what I told him? I said, fire it off. I can take it. And when he told me, I said, yes, I receive it in Jesus' name. And he said, thank you so much for receiving correction. Why did he do it? Because he loved me. He didn't do it because he hated me. Are you kidding me? He did it because he cares about me. He did it because he believes in me. So it's just like, you know, when he told me, I thought, just give it to me. I was like, just fire him off. I can handle it. I told him, I said, I'm a grown man and I got thick skin. I'm okay. You know, but sometimes when somebody is godly and you talk to them, they may give you advice that hurts. But if they're godly and they're qualified, they're probably giving you good advice. Think of it this way. Would you rather somebody be honest with you and you change the course of your life and it get better? Or they just kind of cushion it and keep you on that path and not tell you, and then you go the wrong way for 12 years of your life. See, that's the thing. Sometimes, and that's the thing we have to understand. That's why it's so important to seek godly counsel. God, because I'm not saying that, like, if you talk to a counselor that you got to go now and cancel your counseling session because you're like, my pastor told me that you're not godly. And so I can't listen to your advice. I'm not saying that, okay? But if you're talking to a counselor, you know, balance out what they say. Understand that sometimes if they're not a Christian counselor, they may say some things that you have to put on the side and go on. Because sometimes they'll say some stuff. I mean, my wife and I met with marriage counselors and things, and sometimes they say good things, and sometimes when we would leave counseling, here's what we would do. We would go, okay, what did they say that was good? Well, this, this, and this, and this, and this, and this. Okay, that's what we're going to hold on to. What did you hear that maybe didn't register with you? Well, this. Yeah, me too. Okay, well, we'll put that on the shelf and go on. We listen to what lines up with the word. Amen? But then also we balance it out. We don't just go strictly one way. We seek godly counsel too. Make sure the people that you seek out are qualified. They're experienced in the area you're asking for advice. It's like this. If you're asking financial advice, it's probably better to talk to somebody that's financially wise than somebody that has no idea about numbers and money or anything. I mean, it's extreme, but you know what I mean. Could you imagine? I mean, it'd be like me going and sitting down with Dax and being like, okay, so I got like money, Dax, and I want to invest it. What are you thinking? That Dax ain't going to know. You know, I'd probably want to go sit down with somebody that has financial wisdom and understand godly wisdom that I could talk to about that. But whatever area it is in your life that you're working on to change your perspective, find people that are godly. And if you go to somebody that's natural, just always balance that out. Be smart, but balance it out and seek not only godly counsel, but if you have to go natural, then balance it out with godly counsel. Do you see what I'm saying? So that's not heavy on one side. That's why it's good to talk to people. And that's, you know, find somebody that's been through what you've been through. You know, if Brother Lonnie here has overcome sickness, let's say Lonnie has dealt with something and he's overcome sickness, well, how many of you know if I need godly counsel on overcoming sickness, who am I going to talk to? Well, I could go talk to Brother Lonnie. Now, naturally speaking, it doesn't mean I ignore the doctor. We won't get into that today. But it doesn't mean I ignore the doctor, but it also means I can talk to Lonnie and I can say, hey, what did you do? And Lonnie could stand with me. Lonnie could encourage me. But then I could go on the natural side of it too. Do you see what I mean? So it's keeping that balance to it. Keeping it, like I like to say it this way, just kind of in the middle of the road. Amen? So basically understand this. You have to change your perspective to see the things the way that God does. Change the way you look at things. Change the way. If you do that, you're going to be able to move forward. Some of you in the room, maybe you've accepted the situations because that's all you could see is possible. Change your perspective. Change your perspective. Some of you think, you know, the lines have been drawn on the sand. You think it's never going to change. Change your perspective. One thing that you can do to change your perspective is get up higher. Come up. Come up. You can always come up. Amen? How many of you guys know if you get on top of something, what you were once level with looks different? You know, you get on top of a mountain, things look small. You get in an airplane, things look different. I mean, if you're not in an airplane, there's a building that looks like you can't ever get over it. But in an airplane, you're like, that thing is so small. What have you done? You've changed your perspective. And when you come to church, what happens is this. You get into worship. You get into the word. You get around people. You start building yourself up. You start changing your perspective. You start coming up. And what happens is you start to see things that are possible. You start to see that, hey, maybe I could come up a little bit on that. Maybe that could be different. It doesn't have to be the same anymore. You got to be encouraged this morning. Things don't have to stay the same the rest of your life. Shake that right off in Jesus' name. Amen. Shake that off. Like, don't say to yourself, it will never change. It can change. Remember, with God, all things are possible. It can change. Well, but it can never change. Right there, you put a period and you put a nail in the ground. You just said, I'm done. Keep that. Don't say that. Be cautious with saying that. Why? Change your perspective. Start seeing things the way God does. Look at your situation and say, okay, hey, wait, there's some things that could change. I could change my perspective. I could change the world I'm living in. I can do some things differently. Hey, today's a good day. Amen? Today, and you know, one thing you got to do too is to help you out, to encourage you, just look at where you are now from where you used to be. Hey. Has anybody moved forward this morning? Has anybody come up this morning? Has your perspective changed a little bit this morning? Do you get a glimmer of hope to say, wait a second, things can get better? That's what you want to do. Change that perspective. Come up and stay encouraged. Like I said, get into the Word. It'll help you not get discouraged. It'll help you stay encouraged. You'll be more positive. You'll be more positive. I'm going to say this again. You'll be more positive. Be more positive. You don't have to be negative. You don't have to be negative. And here's something else. You don't have to be like ticked off all the time. See, I'm preaching to myself a little bit, but but you don't have to be mad all the time. Things don't have to stay the same way. See, what happens is if we don't stay full of the Word, we don't stay encouraged with the Word. Can I tell you a good way to know if you need more Word or don't? When things happen in your life, what comes out of you? What's your perspective look like? Do you get discouraged? Are doors slammed? Furniture kicked? Car rides taken? Or do you just rest in it, knowing that God's helping? See, there's a difference between growth or just staying right there. That's a perspective change. Come on now. And so what do? We work on this. We say, I don't want that anymore in my life, so I'm going to work on that. I'm going to change my perspective. I'm going to start seeing things the way God does. So how does God see it? I can live in peace. I can live free of fear. I can live free of anxiety. I don't have to be so stressed. You don't have to be so anxious. You don't have to, here's something else. This is good news. You don't have to live so uptight that you can't enjoy life. You can live free from that. You could come up. You know, here's something that's really in the world we live in, kind of crazy right now, but not for Christians it shouldn't be. You can actually enjoy your life. You can go to the park and play with your kids and have fun and not be stressed. You can have bills piled up and be at peace. You can have dinner and enjoy your dinner with your family and not be stressed anymore. Think about that. See, God wants you to see things differently. And that's what I want to encourage you with today. Let's change our perspective. Last week we talked about change and finishing that series, Change in the World We Live In. Well, now what are we doing? Now we're changing our perspective. See, what are we doing? Every Sunday, we're coming up to where what's going to happen is, here shortly, you're going to be up here looking down going, man, wow, look at what we can change. Wow, watch this. And you're going to start changing some things, and your world is going to start changing. And then, y'all, that's when things start getting really awesome with the Word of God, because you'll see it working in your life, and it'll encourage you. Amen?